Okay. When we met last week, we talked about different kinds of short stories and some well-known short story writers. I remember that many of you said you liked the American writer Ernest Hemingway, right? I hope you all followed my advice and finished reading his story, A Day's Wait, because, as I said, we are going to study it together in today's lesson. Now, since you're supposed to have read the story, let's have some discussion. Please look at the four questions on the blackboard. First, when and where does the story take place? Second, what does the boy wait for in the story, and what kind of person does he show himself to be? Third, what kind of person is the boy's father? Fourth, what is the writer's main purpose of writing this story? I'd like you to work in groups of four or five and present your answers in 10 minutes. Is everything clear? Okay. When we met last week, we talked about different kinds of short stories and some well-known short story writers. I remember that many of you said you liked the American writer Ernest Hemingway, right? I hope you all followed my advice and finished reading his story, A Day's Wait, because, as I said, we are going to study it together in today's lesson. Now, since you're supposed to have read the story, let's have some discussion. Please look at the four questions on the blackboard. First, when and where does the story take place? Second, what does the boy wait for in the story, and what kind of person does he show himself to be? Third, what kind of person is the boy's father? Fourth, what is the writer's main purpose of writing this story? I'd like you to work in groups of four or five and present your answers in 10 minutes. Is everything clear?